up the saints that are listening over the internet. We lift up those that have no idea why they were called into this church. Those that have touched us. Those that have been with us. Those that were with us. Those that are with us that can't be connected because of miles and space. Lord, I ask that you would continue their healing today, and that this communion would break loose into their hearts, like those little balloons on this bread, that they would float towards the heavens and find solutions. In Jesus' name. You know, we don't comprehend sometimes why God does things the way he does, and we kind of get questioning about why God maybe isn't performing the things we would like him to perform. How many have problems with God performing the way you'd like him to? Thank you. Well, this morning, as I was crying out to the Lord, I heard a particular place to go, and I did what he said, and the byproduct that took me to Matthew chapter 6. So I'd like you to come with me to Matthew chapter 6. And I'd like to kind of start off with verse 19. So, Father, let these words be prepared by your Spirit so that they will release healing to those who are listening, that we don't even know who really is, but some are listening and they're hearing what your Spirit is saying. And I ask that even now, even as these words go forth, that it will touch them and heal them. And there's one in that audience that has a pressure right in the middle of the heart. It feels like a finger pressing in very, very strongly, and it hurts. So I believe God is saying that your brokenness will be released and God will take care of it, even as you hear these words. The setting of that heart free is a commission that God is giving you. Be free in Jesus' name. Verse 19 again. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I could have gone quite a ways with that word, but he said that's the next verse that's important. The eye is the lamp of the body. Say it with me. The eye is the lamp of my body. If my eyes are good, my whole body will be full of light. Ah. I could turn it around and make it point to the reality that if my eyes are focused on the good inside of me, my body will be full of His light. And begin a transition inside of me. But if my eye is focused on all the ugliness inside of me, what's going to happen? Darkness. Yeah. Do you ever focus on your boo-boos? Do you ever visit a nursing home and everyone is competing to tell you how ugly they feel, how many problems they have, how many hurts and competitive pain that they have? My pain is so great, it's bigger than yours. I've had these surgeries, and I've had that problem, and I've heard those problems. And man, oh man, you want to what? You want to leave. How many know what I'm talking about? You get on a phone and somebody calls you about all their pain and all their hurts and all their disappointments. And your job, if you're wise, is to turn the lights on. Yes or no? How do you do it? Without discouraging them further. You do it like St. Paul. My sister gave you the answer. My grace is sufficient for you. Try telling that to somebody that doesn't want to hear it. They have been so invested in their pain and in their sorrow and in their self-pity that you cannot turn them around. Now, I'm not concerned about them. I'm concerned about you and me. I'm concerned that we begin a choice today of not looking at where we were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 5 months ago, but where we will be 1,000 years from now. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, where will I be 1,000 years from today? That's after or in the process of the millennium reign. Jesus is returning. And he's going to rule and reign in the earth for 1,000 years. We're not quite there yet, are we? So that means that 1,000 years from today, you're going to be somewhere in the midst of that 1,000-year reign. Amen? Are you going to be allowed to talk about your pain and your sorrow and your disappointments in that 1,000-year reign? How many can forecast that there's not going to be any sorrow, not going to be crying, not going to be any weeping, not going to be any deception, no sickness, no pain, no what?
Fear.
No fear? No weeping, no crying, no death, no sickness. Put the doctors out of work. Put the prescription companies out of business. I was reading a book not too long ago. It was talking about a gentleman who was so full of God's Spirit that in Spokane, Washington, it became a nightmare when this man would walk into the hospital with his team. Because every patient was delivered. And the hospital directors saw him coming up the sidewalk and they would literally bolt the doors. Why? That was the forecast of things to come. They were so angry with him that they literally put him in jail. So much for the 1,000-year reign. In order to get there, you're going to get some what? Opposition. Now, let's not go off into another area because I don't want to go there too much. I just want you to know that when we do transition over, there's going to be some difficult seasons and you will get some persecutions. Some people will definitely be happy about the hospitals being empty, but the hospital employees will not be happy with the empty hospital. the schools. They will lay hands on them and the mind of Christ will be deposited in them within seconds. And they're going to be so hungry for the Lord that their hunger will transition them within hours from little children to adults and mature in the Spirit. Teachers are going to be out of job because everything they teach is from the carnal realm and it'll be obsolete and useless. Why? Because the kingdom of God is coming. And it starts now with you and me. It is actually in seed form inside of us. And that which we focus on will either bring light or darkness. If we focus on our pain, we will be filled with darkness. If we will focus on the one that is in us, who is full of light, it will start exploding out of us, and that glory will touch your neighborhood and your families and your own body. That which I focus on will either bring light or darkness. If I simply realize how much my Savior is alive inside of me and how great His power is on the interior of me, that all these other things that are temporary would be less important to me. Amen? Where's my treasure? And where's heaven? Within us. Last week I talked to you about Stephen. And as he was receiving the stones upon his body, the heavens opened. Where were the heavens for Stephen? And they were opened. And he saw. What did he see? He saw Jesus standing. How long did it take? Just a matter of seconds. Boom. Heavens were open. Jesus is standing at the right hand of the Father. If he had focused on the stones, by the way, that's in Acts chapter 7. If he had focused on the stones, would he have felt the pain? Yeah. Who did he focus on? Jesus. He saw his Savior and he fell asleep. And his body went with the rest of the bodies. But his spirit went immediately with the Lord. Do you think that there was a hug of restoration waiting for Stephen? Had he spoken truth and irritated the day's executives, the day's teachers, the day's doctors? And am I picking on doctors and teachers? No. Politically, let's face it, the Romans were, And the Pharisees were filled with rage at him. They couldn't stand him. And I'm letting you know now that that's the reason some people can't stand you. They can't stand you. They rage against you. You can hear the hissing sounds. How many have ever heard the hissing sounds? Just seething, they're waiting. Oh, if I could only just shut her up. She's always talking about this Jesus irritating me and healing when I can't get healed. And what are they focused on? How much medicine they take. Am I against medicine? Absolutely not. I'm not trying to pick on medicine. I'm not trying to pick on doctors or teachers or anything else. I am trying to tell you that there's a higher level that you can walk on. I'm trying to show you that if you focus on the one that's inside of you, Jesus Christ himself, you will never be disappointed for a long time. It will last only for a moment. King David had a real recipe. He saw his problems. He saw those irritating people around him. But he always had a but. My Savior's on the job, and my Deliverer, and I know his name, and I know when, whom, and in whom I trust. And you can see it all over the Psalms. He's never defeated for long. Paul was the same way. He cried out for healing. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. Well, that means I got to keep walking with this problem for a while. Yeah, you got to. What will God do with that problem for you? He'll make you mature. He'll make you learn things so that you'll have compassion for the one that's going to be on the phone maybe a year from now saying, oh, I got this horrible problem. Oh, yeah, I remember. I used to have that problem, but God delivered me. Yeah? Oh, which God? How many know there's a lot of gods out there that like to advertise their wares? The God of heaven and his Savior, Jesus Christ, are still on the job. I'd just like to give you a few scriptures that may help. 1 Corinthians 13:12. Peggy, I want you to go there with your Amplified because I read it earlier in the Amplified and it's quite powerful. Over in this Bible, it's the NIV, and I'll give it to you in the NIV, but it's quite important to listen to it out of the Amplified. 1 Corinthians 13:12. And the NIV says, now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. If you study that scripture, you're going to realize that you're more than who you are right now. Peggy, would you release the Amplified, please?
For now we are looking in a mirror that gives only a dim, blurred reflection of reality, as in riddle or enigma. But then when perfection comes...
When perfection comes...
We shall see in reality and face to face. Now I know in part, imperfectly... But then I shall know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God.
And understood by God. So who has a perfect understanding of who you are? He does. And when he says you're walking in a hard space, but it's not forever, you're going to have my Deliverer on the job if you focus on him. And if you see him as the one that sets you free, you will get free. And the heaviness will be washed away as you rest with me. But if you get impatient with yourself and you get angry with yourself, what's going to happen? The darkness will fall back on you. Depression will come back. Oppression will continue. Heaviness will be a friend. And the poor me's will be right there to occupy your thought patterns. Can I really see Jesus inside of me? Can I really comprehend his ability to just use me to set others free? The other day, I found myself having a little bit of a problem with my flesh. I mean, you know, sometimes you see your flesh going in the wrong direction. that dead man that you used to be is operating, and the next thing you know, you're doing something stupid, and you realize after it's halfway through that you're in the middle of the mess, and you say, God, how in the world can you use this for your glory? So what do? I finally walk away, and I say, God, now what? He says, are you focused on the rust within? I said, Lord, I didn't even know I had any. He says, well, it's kind of rusty out there. Isn't that kind of garbage that you used to walk in? I said, yeah. So why don't you focus on my living water and begin to rejoice even now? Even now, rejoice. Even now, give thanks. Even now, rejoice, and I will give you what you haven't got. So I did, and I began to pray, and I began to rejoice, and I began to thank him. And understanding that my flesh had gotten me into trouble. I know those things don't happen to you guys anymore, but I still have those problems. So, it's not completely converted yet, but it's in process. And it takes time. So now, I'm heading on the highway, and I hear, don't go home that way, go the other way. And I see a vision. So I follow the vision. As I follow the vision, I end up in Thorndike. And I ended up ministering to a lady that I hadn't talked to for a long, long time. And as the byproduct, the Lord released grace to her and some freedom that she was hurting. And God delivered and got the glory. If I would have stayed focused on the rust, the living water would not have washed away the garbage. Close your eyes. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Than he that is in my world. Say it with me. Greater is he that is in me, Jesus. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that rules this world. Come on. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that rules my world. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for this word this morning because I believe that they will begin to see the awesomeness of your grace and the awesomeness of your mercy. And how awesome that your abilities are. I trust you, Lord. Amen? In one more verse I want to give you. 2 Kings 6, verse 17, takes you back into the Old Testament. Elisha's having a problem with his servant. He's having a panic attack. Do you ever have a person next to you that's having a panic attack? Everything is going wrong. We're about to lose it all. 2 Kings, verse chapter 6, verse 17. And Elisha prayed. That's a secret, isn't it? Prayer. Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he can see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Am I aware of the the army of the Lord. Can God open my eyes to see the protection that's around me? Can I realize Hebrews chapter 1, verses 7 and 14 are for me? His angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are inheriting salvation, and that's me. Will I see them in the millennium age? Yes. The veil will have been rent on a consistent basis. Not a part-time basis. I'm conscious sometimes of angelic people, the communion of saints, people. I was very conscious of one particular individual this week. Multiples of times I interceded. Lord, I don't know what that person needs, but God, you know how to minister to that person by the power of your Spirit. I ask you to help them along their path. That whatever they need, that I can be of assistance for, as I release my spirit to intercede for them, to wake them up into the next level that they need to go to. Because yes, there are levels in the heavens. They might not have reached where God wants them just yet, and you just happen to be an intercessor. Don't underestimate God. He'll keep knocking at your door to awaken you about His reality, and the width and the breadth of His kingdom is so much more than you can conceive with this little skinny brain. Put your hand on your mind, please. Say, Lord Jesus, I need your mind. I need your understanding. I don't want to go by my memories and the old things that controlled me. I want to begin to see Jesus inside of me now. I want to be able to see His angels around me all the time. I want to see those chariots of fire available to me anytime I need them. And I declare with boldness, I have the mind of Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let it manifest in me this week. Let it get stronger and stronger, so that the old man of flesh will fall, and that the man of the Spirit, my Spirit within me, will rise to the power level that he needs, so that I can overcome every dart of the enemy, every fear tactic of the enemy, and every old memory and habit of mine, so that it will not be a part of my future, that it'll be washed away in that living water. And give me the courage to jump in the river. Thank you for not having a guardrail. On the side that Peggy's on. Amen? And amen. Well, you guys saw and heard the vision, so come on, let's use it for God's glory. And share some hugs and have a great day, and may His anointing bless you and continue to refresh you as you go forth in this week. Amen? And amen.